Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show. Open lines all show long. Mini readings. Give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 when you dial in so that we know that you want to be live on air. You can call in just to listen. Don't press 1. 714-816-4628. And if you want to be live on air with us, be sure to press number 1. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. We're in the chat room there, and you can ask questions, give your comments and ideas, and even ask for a mini reading right from the chat room. That's psychictalk.net/live. If you're listening to the show live right now, hey, let me bring on my co-hostess with the mostest for the Saturday show. She is a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. Here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hello, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
It's Psychic Saturday again. We love Woo-hoo. Saturdays. This is our fun open line kickback kind of show, although we do have a mini topic today.
Yeah, we do, flipping the light worker switch.
Yes, and Mary's going to relate her story from a recent, you know, intensive class that she was taking, and it's going to be a fun little discussion, but we're taking your calls all throughout the show. So get into the queue now, folks, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So there's a few callers in there now. This is a great time to jump in there, and we'll be able to get to your call, 714-816-4628. We got a lot of great shows coming up. You know, we're back to almost 7 days a week. Actually, we were back to 7 days a week in the beginning of January, but then Angela, our Wednesday host, had a little bit of an accident, and she's recovering.
No.
Yeah. And so Dr. Rose and I, you know, were on Wednesday. We had 1 week where it was, you know, 7 days. But then Dr. Rose, she's going to be teaching a class at UC Berkeley on Wednesday. So we moved her to the Friday show. And so temporarily there's no show on there's no show on Wednesday. Yeah. Until Angela comes back she's from the UK. We love Angela, and speedy recovery to her. Yes, yes. But we have shows, you know, like 6 days a week at least. And a little later in the show, I'll be telling you some of the upcoming shows on the network and everything. One thing I did want to mention, I just figured this out today, Mary. I did a little calculation there, and we are on track for Friday, February 8th, to be our 250th episode of Psychic Talk.
Wow. Can you believe it? It feels like it went really fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're not even to a year yet. It'll be April.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's a lot of shoes.
Yeah, that's our other open line show on Fridays with Dr. Rose and Stephanie Stephanie Mayo and myself, and we'll try to do a celebration on February 8th and invite all the other hosts to, you know, pop in, and it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds
of fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
yeah.
episodes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So flipping the lightworker switch, I know, you know, you were talking to me about this fabulous intensive class that you took recently, and that's how we came up with the idea for today's show. So do you want to fill everybody in on that real quick?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny how it came about. A friend of mine had gotten in contact with me, and he's like, hey, you know, this teacher I studied with years ago is now putting together an intensive. It's going to be a two-day thing. Now, you know, she's in Ohio, and I'm here, and so I was thinking that it was going to be like a lot of classes where, you know, like they have video modules or whatever, and you take the course, you study it, maybe you take a test, you learn some new things, hopefully, et cetera, you know. And I'm like, well, what kind of class is it? And he's like, well, I don't really know. I'm like, okay, you know, it's like it's her lightworker intensive. And I'm like, what does that mean? You know, because we talked about this before, how the term lightworker has become almost like a catch-all phrase now, you know, where it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. They define it differently. For some people, it's like, you know, you got to be vegan. And for other people, it's like, no, you've got to be into crystals. You know, it's like funny how that word has become, you know, ubiquitous and yet, you know, could mean anything, right? And except for the idea that, you know, these are people that, you know, want to make the world a better place. They want to contribute. They want to help. Shed the light, you know, on things. And so I went into this not knowing what it was exactly. And I even, you know, emailed back and forth with the teacher because I wanted to make sure, like, I wasn't wasting my time or her time, right? You know, and some of the things I'm like, is this for clairvoyance? Is this, you know, and it's like I still didn't really know exactly what to expect. And what it was, I mean, the word intensive is definitely true. It was 2 days, and for those of us that, you know, she had some people there in Ohio that were there for the class, and you got to meet all of them. We used that free conference thing can have, like, everybody, like, come on to, like, the teleconference, and so and it worked. The technology, I'll tell you, worked really great. I think it's called freeconferencing.com, and I just used the desktop. I didn't even use the app. And it was fabulous. And there were about 9 of us that were teleconferencing in, and there were 9 people there, you know, in person. And
that's interesting.
It was amazing. It was 2 days, 8 hours each day. So this is like 16 hours, right, straight. And, I mean, you work your little tail off, you know. What it was is like, it was learning how to do and then practicing doing all these different types of psychic readings. So, you know, and she taught a lot about, you know, she went over a lot of the basics, you know, like the chakras and healing principles. And she taught her way of, you know, connecting. Like she has a 7-step process for getting ready to greeting, you know, how you breathe, you know, ground yourself, center yourself, you know, clean out your channel and make a connection with the person you're reading for, and, you know, physical things to do too while you're doing that. It's really neat 7-step process. And then it's like, you know, not doing, it's for me, it's a different, it's not doing a tarot reading or an oracle card reading or a pendulum reading either. It's like just psychic, right? And, I don't really do that, you know, when I read for other people, I don't, you know, even like think about doing that, you know, because it's just not my area. And what's funny is that it really made me realize like how I had sort of limited my concept of like what kind of readings I even could do or was willing to do. Like, the stuff I did in this class, Dax, I have to tell you, I wasn't even willing to try these things before. And things like doing afterlife readings where you're, you know, connecting to the other side for the person you're reading for. And past life readings without, you know, just doing a psychic like past life readings.
You've done that with cards before.
Yeah, but not just like here I am, you know, and there you are. That's a really like, wow, you know, I just never even bothered to try to see if I could do these things. And I have to tell you, after taking this class, I'm convinced that there's a lot of us that can do this. And we just haven't, we have limited like kind of our idea of, you know, what we want to do maybe is part of it. And also like
Absolutely.
What we're even willing to open up to do. So it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal experience and really intense because, and the cool thing you like this, I think, is that, so she would teach us the technique. She would talk a bit about it and then we had to practice. So the people that were, you know, we practiced over the phone, you know, so like she would pair us up, like maybe pair us with somebody that was there in person or with another person that was teleconferencing in, and we'd exchange phone numbers and call each other up, you know, spend 10, 20 minutes, like, you know, exchanging readings, you know, for each type of reading that we did. And so it was really unlike any other class I've taken like that at all. You know, it was wild, really cool.
Sounds like it really expanded your horizons as far as psychic work.
Well, you know, it expanded my horizons for sure. Now, I don't know, you know, I have to say, you know, this is now outside of like, you know, practicing and taking, I just took this class last week. So I'm not, I don't know how it's going to inform, you know, my day job, which is tarot reading. You know, I'm sure that, you know, it will in some ways, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing with it, you know, because I think that, you know, I have looked at, you know, tarot as like, that's my gig, that's my job, you know. Now if,
yeah,
you know,
too.
Somebody's dead person's, you know, dead grandmother shows up in the middle of a tarot reading, that would probably blow my mind a little bit. So who knows? Who knows how I'll end up incorporating a lot of this stuff, except that I'm definitely incorporating it into my daily life. For sure.
Oh, Mary, you told me that, you know, when you first were going to take the class and you were talking with the instructor and you mentioned that you're a tarot reader, she said, good, you're ahead of the curve because you already have symbols.
Oh,
can you explain that a little?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And that definitely thing that's so cool is because I wasn't sure, you know, it's like when I was talking to her before taking the class, I'm like, well, I'm a tarot reader. And she's like, tarot's great because you understand symbols and you have symbols. And, you know, that's the thing. When we're doing like psychic readings and stuff, like if you're doing like a future reading, you know, somebody wants to know like what's ahead, you know, and, you know, you're just trying to get that psychically. So people will have different ideas. Like maybe they'll, I think every psychic has different symbols, you know, and we see it a lot with the TV mediums and stuff. It's like, well, you know, red rose, this is my symbol for, you know, they love you or whatever, you know, and there's books written on psychic symbols and stuff. But as tarot readers, that future reading thing was the first thing where it really clicked for me. I'm like, oh, wands, swords, cups, you know, pentacles, those are all different times of year. It gives you an idea of how quickly something's going to happen. We associate it with numbers as well. You know, with tarot, we've got all of those things. And we even have, you know, some of the classic tarot depictions, like, you know, the Hanged Man, you know. So if I, you know, in my head psychically see, and this has happened to me in real life with the Hanged Man imagery anyways, where, you know, I just see like the legs in that position where they make like a number four, like they do in the Hanged Man card. Do you know what I mean? To me, that means like, oh, wow, or there's going to be a delay, or we're going to be in limbo with this for a little while. You're going to be held up for a while, you know? So, you know, and so many more, you know, tarot is like just, you know, full of different symbols and different imagery, and doing psychic readings, we don't have to leave it alone. You know, we don't have to try to reinvent the wheel and forget every symbol we've ever learned or any of that. We can use that.
Oh yeah.
You know, as well.
You know, I always say when you're learning tarot, is what you're doing is you're learning a foreign language. You are
exactly
associating things with certain symbols and imagery, and you're developing this language base. And when you've been doing it for 30, 40 years, like we have, you know, you've developed
yes
this language base. And I've noticed that happening where, you know, we'll be taking a call on a Saturday show from one of our callers, and they'll have a question. And even before I draw a card, images of cards and symbols are popping in my head.
Yeah.
Not using the cards
yeah
at all. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, one of our psychic mediums, Rose Fullhorse on the Tuesday show, this was, you know, more than a year or two ago, you know, way before we started this network. We were we had our other network going at the time, and I think it was Angelic Realms Radio, which started in 2015. And Rose was on the phone with me one day, and she said, you know, Dax, you don't need the cards anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know, it's interesting. The one thing I just want to add something real quick to what you just said. You don't need the cards anymore. See, like, I don't really look at it that way. I think it's like, you know, it's like adding to it, adding to what you do with the cards. It's
yes,
just like
actually
adding guilt.
I actually was going to say the same thing, because I took what she said to heart, but in the last 5 years, I've never stopped using the tarot cards. The last 4 or 5 years since she said that, it's just an enhancement for me, you know. And if something
yeah
does pop in my head, I'll just go with it. And whenever I just go with something, it tends to
yeah
be, you know, really, really spot on, really spot on.
Yeah.
I had a call. God, I'm just trying to think of it. I had this this card image pop in my head. And it was, I don't know, it was one of the cards with a garden in it. It might have been the Ace of Pentacles, but I'm not sure. It popped in my head, and, you know, I was talking with the caller on the line, and I said to her, are you planning to move to New Jersey?
Oh, wow.
Just out of the blue, threw that out there. And she said, exactly, I'm in New York right now. I'm thinking of moving to New Jersey. And
wow,
it just popped in my head. New Jersey is the Garden State, and I was seeing the garden on that image, you know. And
yeah
she had said that she was thinking of a move, and that's what she wanted us to look into. We were pulling cards, but this card popped in my head, and I just blurted out, you know, do you think, are you planning to move to New Jersey? And it was spot on, you know. I think a lot of it has to do with a couple of things. One is it trusting what's coming through and
yeah
just going with it. You know, if it's wrong, it's wrong. And then you can steer to a different direction and pull some cards. But the thing is that, you know, just go with it. Trust what's coming through. The other thing is that regardless of, you know, any of the different ways of working with, you know, this information, basically it's information. And
yeah
I feel it's coming. You know, Carl Jung called it the collective unconscious. The universe is speaking to us all the time. It's just, are you listening?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
whether
you're using numerology or the cards, or you're getting psychic visions like clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance,
yeah
you know, all the different clairs for all the different, you know, senses, whether it's coming through one of those senses, or you're using cards or oracle cards, regardless of, you know, the medium, or angels, messages from angels, you know, maybe you're working with the angels. In fact, we have our Angelic Realm show tomorrow. If you're into angels, folks,
yeah
tune in tomorrow. We have a certified angel practitioner in the Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode tomorrow. So you can learn all about becoming an angel practitioner. It's going to be great. But regardless of how you're doing it, you know, it's information coming through, you know, from the universe. We're all connected to the collective unconscious. And regardless of how you want to look at it, you know, if you want to look at it as it coming information from the divine or the universe or the collective unconscious or even your higher self, you know, or your own higher consciousness, you know.
Yeah.
The information is always coming through. It's just, are you listening? And when you start tuning in, you start seeing things. Like if you choose to tune in to numerology, you know, you'll start to see numbers. You'll see angel numbers. You'll see 111 or 1111 or
yeah.
You'll see 333 or 444. You know, you'll start seeing numbers, strings of numbers, you know, everywhere, addresses, license plates, and so on, you know.
Yeah, you flip
anyway.
The switch. You turn the light on.
Flip the switch. So we're going to go to the callers now. So if you're waiting in the caller queue, the phone lines are wide open, though. This is the time to get in here, folks, because there's plenty of room on the switchboard right now. 714-816-4628. We'll take some calls, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. You know, I kind of want to pick your brain about some of the things you learned in this intensive. It sounds really fascinating. And,
oh, yeah. It was so awesome.
Yeah. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like it's area code 865. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on Psychic Saturday.
Hi, Dax. Hi, Mary. Thank you for taking my call. This is Len, and I'm in California.
Hi, Len.
Do you need my birthday? Hi. Do you need my birthday? Or hi, Mary. So I'm getting my birthday,
if you want,
or you don't
if
need
you
it.
If you want to, you can give
okay,
me the birthday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's January 5th, 1956.
You just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yay. And I just wanted to ask what you guys may feel or see coming up for me this early part of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Great.
Hey, Mary, I'm going to take a look at this numerology real quick if you want to pull some cards.
Yes, I would love to. I was shuffling right as you were saying that. So.
I heard that. I heard that.
You heard
shuffling.
My loud shuffling.
That was loud.
Wow. Okay, so, you know, I'll tell you what, it's like a whole message here that comes up. I'm using the Divine Energy Oracle by Sonia Chiquette that I really am loving. And, you know, you said the first part of this year, and I feel like, you know, you kind of hit the ground running this year, but at first it's like we
yes.
take a little pause, and we kind of, it's saying like we need to reassess, okay? And I feel like what it's saying is like, okay, reassess, and also the big message is it's time to bust out of your cocoon. I don't know, like if you feel cocooned or like you've kind of maybe like gotten into this sort of, you know, box in a sense.
Yeah.
And it's time to bust out of that. And the big message of this is like, okay, build on solid ground going forward. Okay. So
okay.
Whatever it is that you're going to bust out of your cocoon to, you know, open up to, you know, it's saying that, you know, hey, you know, it's like Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay.
So
it's like the first step is like, you know, finding the foundation, you know, and it's building off of that. And I feel like, you know, maybe the rest of January is time to like really kind of like, you know, do the, you know, I want to say like write it out, you know, not like all everything. You don't have to have a complete vision of the ship that you want to make, but at least like, you know, kind of like figure out what. Choose. It's saying like choose the starting point, because it's almost like I see you sitting there with this sort of like these little arrows going off in different directions, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, but which, what, you know, what's going to be the best, you know, foundation to start from is like the big question with that. But yeah, it's time to bust out of your cocoon, whatever that means
yes.
to you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Great.
Absolutely. And let's see what Dax is getting on your numbers for this year.
Actually, it's really fascinating, Lynn, because the reason why you're feeling like this right now, it's all in the numbers. you're in a 9-personal year. You're at the end of a cycle, and this is where you're going to do your preparation for next year. 2020 is going to be a 1 year for you.
Wow.
A 1 year.
Wow.
Yes, new beginnings. New beginnings. This is the time to prepare for that now. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to prepare for that. But before we get there, I want to mention that your life path number is also a 9. So you're a 9 life path in a 9 personal year. When our life path numbers match up with our personal year number or even the world year number, when they match up like that, it's really powerful for you. This is literally your year. And that's why you're feeling this draw to prepare, okay? So 9s are the natural leaders. People assume that they're in charge even if they're not. So if you're in a department store, people are going to automatically think you work there.
yes,
they take care of everyone else.
Me.
They take care of everyone else, but they need to speak up when they need help, love, hugs themselves. And they have a hard time doing this. 9s often feel at times unloved or abandoned by their mother or father, or they feel completely responsible for them. It's hard for them to let go of the past. But the 9 energy, like I said, natural leaders, we call them the old souls. Now, in a 9 personal year, it's the end of the cycle. So this is when you need to, you know, we're in the beginning of the year now. So the first part of this year, you should be working on releasing and choosing what to keep and what to not keep.
Exactly.
Literally and figuratively go through the closets and the garage, literally and figuratively. You want to open up space for new to come in by getting rid of the old. If you have projects that you've had on the back burner for, you know, 6 months, a year or longer, and you haven't been getting to them and you have a bunch of them piled up, just put them away for now. Put them out of mind. Just, you know, not that you can't come back to them sometime in the far future, but right now you need to clear all of that out and get focused. So, you know, what is it that's serving you or not serving you? Are there relationships that aren't serving you anymore? Are there belief systems or beliefs in certain things that it just doesn't serve you anymore? It's time to let go of all of that. Okay?
Wow.
And you might literally find yourself cleaning house, donating unused items, you know, packing boxes, you know, things like that. People often, you know, move in a 9 year or more usually the year, the next year, the 1 year, they tend to move. And in a 9 year, you know, people tend to come to you for advice, and your intuition is particularly heightened, which is, you know, common for personal years like 2, 7, and 9, and also life path 9. You know, people feel that you have the answer, so they come to you. So you want to, you know, actually work on doing that. Issues may come from family members, so, you know, create some space. And it could be emotional or physical space as well. Other people may want to pull you in a different direction. You know, so that's when you have to go in and ask yourself in a 9 year, you know, what do you really want? And does this serve my purpose? You know, and it's also a year to celebrate your uniqueness. And, you know, go for what you really desire.
Yeah.
And after you've let go of the past, which is really hard for a 9 to do, so you may have to spend the first part of the year doing that, you know. Once you've done that, in the second half of the year, make plans, get ready, and then launch January 2020. How does that
sound? Powerful. I was getting so heated. I'm still heated. You were just bringing all that forward, and it's so right on, so spot on, everything. And that's what's going on right now. My gosh.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Powerful. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thanks for calling. Blessings.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank
Great
you.
Blessings. Awesome first call
there.
Wow.
That was so cool.
By the way, I just thought I'd mention, I forgot to give the numerology of the day, which I like to do in the beginning of the show, but I really wanted to get into that light work. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But let me go back to, let's see, today's 01-19-2019. I love how that, anyway, but it's a 19 day, so 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. That's about self. So don't forget about yourself today. You know, spend some time alone. Take the scented bath, you know, with the Epsom salts and everything, light the candles.
Mm.
You know, pamper yourself. Go to the spa. Those kind of things. The whole date adds up to 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. There's that 5 number again. It means high energy and adventure. So I would take advantage of the high energy and get a lot accomplished today. Ride roller coasters. Go to the movies. Sit down with that good book that you can get immersed in, you know. It could be a little chaotic, so you might want to try to set the intention now that that's not how you're going to react to the day. The card of the day is the Seven of Wands, and that's a card about taking a stand, personal power. So it aligns nicely with the one day, you know, about self. So, you know, your personal power is really powerful on a one day or in a one personal year. And if you're in a, you know, you're in a one day and this card showing up is kind of pointing to that, you know. It's a card of victory and fierce competition, struggle, resilience, courage.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what can come up with that chaotic five energy, you got to remember that you have the higher ground today. So just keep that in mind. Awesome. All righty. So back to the call. Let's take another call. Area code 551 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
Hi, this is Tasha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Boise. Hey, Tasha. What's going on?
Hey. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty
great.
Good. Yeah.
You need my birthday as well, right?
If you'd like, you know, we don't have to do the numerology part of it, but that's fine too. What's your birthday?
Oh, 12/9/88.
So it's 12/9/88, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're, you know. Okay, so you are, before I go into the numerology part, do you have a question, too? And Mary can pull some cards for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
When do you see me actually moving from here and where, if you can see where?
Okay. All right. Well.
And Mary... Well, while you're looking at the cards, let me just throw out real quickly some information here on her life path and things like that for Tasha. Let's see. So you are a two life path. And so twos want peace. They're the good mediators. You know, they're very loyal. And when they say they love you, really count on it. You know, they welcome companionship and the chance to share their lives with someone special. The flip side is that if they feel threatened or pushed to the wall, they become the terrible twos. But ultimately, they don't want any kind of conflict. Now, as I'm reducing the numbers, and in numerology, that just means like taking all the numbers in your birth date, adding them together, and then whatever the sum is, and you know, if it's two or three digits, you know, we keep adding them and adding them until we get to a single digit, we get to two. But before that final reduction, we get 11, which is the master illuminator number. So,
mm-hmm.
There's two ways you can work that energy. You can work the energy as a two, which is perfectly fine. Twos are fabulous, you know. They're really great people. But if you want to work it in the higher energy, it's the 11 master number. And what that is, the master illuminator, you're supposed to be teaching the higher concepts to other people. The law of attraction, psychic abilities, all of these kind of things. You're supposed to be learning that yourself and then turning around and passing that knowledge on. Other people.
It's so funny. I was just about to start marketing myself and teaching others. It's so funny you said that about law of attraction. So it's more like a law of attraction coach. And,
yeah, well, see, there is no, you know, there there are no coincidences in the universe. There's a reason why you're calling in today. You are supposed to get this confirmation, and you're in a six personal year, which is perfect for launching that kind of business where you are working with people, and it's a year of nurturing and growth. Six is the nurturer, okay? So this is the year where, you know, a new business, launching a new business and business growth can really happen in a 6 year. And you're nurturing other people by helping them as a law of attraction coach. So it's perfect what you're doing.
Okay,
let's see what Mary
gets. Thank you.
What are you getting, Mary?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you asked when are you going to move and where, right? And, you know, I have to say my feeling on the where is like that it, you know, it's someplace warm, getting all of like fire cards, you know, which is really kind of fascinating. I'm like, that's strange because I do shuffle, you know, extensively. but this feels like warm. Also, the Empress card is right in the center of it. You know, to me, the Empress is talking about growth and, you know, being able to be like kind of more in a more nurturing environment, if that makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that comes up here, you know, when we talk about the timing of this, you know, one of the cards that it comes up underlying everything is the Three of Wands. And to me, that's like, you know, it can be a card of preparation. It's like more a card of assessment. Like we stand back and we're like, okay, you know, what all do I have to do to make this happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's not an immediate move because of that. You know, we're still assessing. But I feel like you're going to be moved before the end of the year. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were thinking like it would be that soon. but what I'm seeing with this is showing like it's going to be before the end of the year. And I feel like something significant happens around the end of April that maybe has to do with your connections, like networking connections. Like maybe there's, you know, an opportunity there or you get some information that kind of helps. It's almost like it's the final puzzle piece in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds great because I've been, it's a lot of thoughts in my mind and I'm actually doing a photo shoot to make my Instagram and social media look marketable and that's what I wanted to start really teaching because law of attraction has been definitely working with me, working for me all my life and I don't know, but I feel like I disconnect with everything around me, and I just want to, it's like four people I'm taking with me, I feel like, and then the rest, I could just want to part ways with everything today. It's just like, I feel no connection with the people or at the current time around me, and I just want them away from me.
Yeah, and you know, look, we all go through, you know, so many different changes in life. And, you know, the center of all of these cards is that Empress energy. It's like when we feel like it's time to spread out, it's time to grow, it's time to,
mm-hmm.
you know, be supported by the people in our life instead of being supported by some of them. And then the rest, we feel like we're always trying to justify our existence too, you know, it's like
mm-hmm.
sometimes that can make us feel like, you know, it's a burden.
And
I
feel like I'm highly intuitive. And last
mm-hmm.
night, I'm not sure if you are able to pick up on this or if it was just me being ultra paranoid, but I was around a person.
No, I didn't hear that part.
I don't know if I was being extra paranoid, but I was around a person. And I was feeling a lot of discomfort around this person. And
She asked for my keys to my car, and I don't know why I felt like any move she made, I felt like her intentions wasn't well. Was that me, or that was just my, my paranoia of her because of her association?
I think, look, I always tell people to, to listen to their intuition. And, there's, you don't have to, make an excuse for, feeling uncomfortable. And that sometimes, that's our, it's like our early warning system that's built in, and it could be, maybe you're a bit empathic too, and was like picking up like, kind of like something that she was going through, and like it was just giving you a bad vibe. But I would say trust those feelings, because what happens when we don't is, we tend to regret it when we don't pay attention to those gut feelings that we have or our intuition. So I wouldn't think of yourself as being paranoid. I would think of, it as being like, okay, there's a little signal there. I need to, kind of see what that's about and give it a little more credence instead of, just counting, writing it off and saying like, oh, I'm just paranoid. Here, take the keys to my life, you person who's giving me the bad vibe. No, you got to listen to that. You're not paranoid.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tasha.
Thanks.
Good luck with that, and you're going to have to call us back and tell us how the LOA life coaching is going. Always love to hear about practitioners in the law of attraction. I just thought I'd do a quick plug because, it is the beginning of the year, and a lot of people are curious about 2019 and moving forward. And, we've been doing tarot and numerology on the show today. If you're interested in your numerology and you want to get a full chart, there's actually 9 numbers. I'm only talking about a couple of numbers on the show here, but there's a full chart just like in astrology. There's a full natal chart. And you can order those reports on our sister site, tarotguild.org. And the page you want to go to, open a new tab in your browser. I just put this in the chat room. Just type in tarotguild.org/numerology, and you can order a report. You can also order sessions, which include numerology and tarot, from my page, psychictalk.net/dax. And if you want to book a session with Mary, it's psychictalk.net/Mary. And we'd love to do a New Year's reading. I can do your New Year's numerology for you. One thing you could do is you could get a tarot session with Mary and then order a numerology report from me. That's another way you could do it. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Also, if you're interested in learning tarot and numerology, we have a course that gives you a strong foundation in both. It's called Tarot by the Numbers. And you can read up on that at tarotguild.org/learn. That's tarotguild.org/learn. Or if you're already on the tarotguild.org website, just click Learn Tarot at the top of any page, and you can enroll in the course. You'll also get membership in the Tarot Guild, and you also get your certification. If you decide to get certified, that's included with the membership, which comes free when you enroll in the course. Also, I don't want to leave out our professional readers out there, Mary. There's a lot of professional readers that listen to this show, and think about joining the guild for 2019. We have a professional membership at tarotguild.org/join, or just click join the guild at the top of any page at tarotguild.org, our sister site. And you'll get your certificate of membership and a lot of other extras, but also you get your certification included free. So you can go through the certification process. And you'll do that either with Mary, who's the vice president of certification, or myself. And you'll get your certificate, a certified tarot reader certificate, in addition to your membership certificate. So go check that out at tarotguild.org/join. And lastly, as long as we're on all of this, Mary, you know, what to do for 2019, you know, if you're a professional, you know, a professional reader, a law of attraction coach, like our last caller, for instance, Tasha, if you're an astrologer or a numerologist or a psychic medium, pet psychic, boy, would I love to get some more pet psychic, you know, energy healer, Reiki, whatever it is that you do, have you thought about doing a radio show? You know, that's the way to lift yourself up from practitioner to really being seen as the expert. You know, you can write and publish a book. That's one way. Another way, you become a radio host and have your own radio show. And you can do that with us here at Psychic Talk. Go over to our website, psychictalk.net. And at the top of any page, just click Become a Host. And there's a couple of different ways you can do that. Go check it out, psychictalk.net, and just click Become a Host at the top of any page. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to go back to the caller line, see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 480. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mike from Las Vegas.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, just a quick question. I've got multiple I've got one job offer, interview today, and then I'm waiting for a response to an Italian serving job today, for an Italian restaurant serving job. And I was curious on which one you kind of feel the direction of going.
Awesome.
So there's basically three opportunities we're talking about, the Italian restaurant.
Italian
right?
restaurant.
And another one?
Yep. And then, yeah, kind of a healthier place, which is I have an interview today. And then I do have a job offer for like a gaming pub here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Awesome. You know, the thing I'm getting right off the bat, I pulled some cards for each one. And right off the bat, the other opportunity, you know, the job offer one that you already have, you might find yourself feeling a little bit closed in that position, maybe even trapped in it, just the feeling that you get. Whereas for the interview you're going to do, the Italian restaurant one, okay, I'm getting the Ace of Wands for that. That looks like a really, really good opportunity, more so than the other one. Not saying that it can't turn out good, you know, it's just this is what's showing up is you might feel a little bit, I don't know, just kind of closed in or trapped or something like that with that other job,
right.
Whereas the Italian restaurant one, it's looking a lot more positive to me. But let's see what Mary's getting. What are you getting, Mary?
You know, I'm getting like, you know, it's not like clear, yes, no, no, yes, whatever. The things that come up here are really fascinating. Let's start with that. One you have the offer for already, you know, the message I'm getting is like, really think that through, you know, because I feel like there's some for some reason. And what I'm getting, you know, what the bright light, I guess, out of those three things is the one in the middle, the healthy one, you know, and I'm getting this message of like, he can really be of service there. So, you know, obviously, when we work a job, we're of service to somebody in some way, right? But is there something a little bit extra with that job, too, that you might feel good about doing? Is kind of, you know, that to me kind of piques my interest. And the Italian restaurant one is really interesting because it's funny. I feel like you're going to. It's sort of like with the Eight of Wands, the deck's got for that, you know, it's like, I feel like it's like, you know, a lot of energy there and like a big, like, I feel like it could wear you out. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a popular restaurant or something, but I really feel like
super.
You're going to be.
It's kind of away from the madness of Vegas, but it has ridiculously good reviews on Yelp and Google and stuff like that.
Right, so you're going to be like, go, 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 go there, you know. So I think it's more about, like, not which one will you get, because all these opportunities seem pretty open. It feels like it's up to you to make the choice. And, yeah. You know, the only one I feel like there's any sort of red flag about is the one you already have an offer for.
Yeah.
And that's
no,
what
I
said.
I know that as well. And it's kind of like a safety net per se. So at least something comes in. I met with the owner on Thursday of the Italian restaurant, and he's like, I love your energy and stuff like that. Let me finish these interviews and then give you a call on Saturday. So I don't know if anybody else blew him out of the water after that type of thing. So I'm waiting from that. And then I have the second final interview with the middle one, the healthier one today at 4:00.
Yeah, I would, you know, see, okay, so you have that interview for the healthier one today at 4:00. You know, see if you can't, while you're there, you know, do the interview. You're going to be great. You know, I think you interview well anyways. But I feel like, you know, try to keep your awareness open and look for, like, is there going to be, like, more of a niche here for me in some way, you know? And just try to feel the energy while you're there too. But yeah, I think the Italian place is definitely going to want you as well. Yeah, they want your energy because they need people that can go because you're going to be swamped.
And plus it'll be mad. It'd be mad money too.
I think that's why I got the ace of coins there is because it's such a good possibility that way. And then of course wands is. It's the Ace of Wands. I'm sorry, and you know, Wands is fire and energy and passion. So I think that's why I got that.
He had mentioned that they're opening another restaurant here as well, not very far from the other location, but it's going to have a full bar. And he's like, you have bartending experience, so that would be something that you know.
Yeah,
again,
you can
he was
work
already
in
planning.
That.
He was already planning moves. You know, in the future, as I was sitting right there.
And I think that's just great. I would really consider it, but I hope that helps you out, Mike.
It does.
Yeah,
thanks
it's gonna
so much.
It's like your choice, you know, how you want to work.
Yeah. No. Awesome. Yeah, definitely the Italian one, the healthy one too, and then with no hope whatsoever, then I would take the other one.
Right.
<Yeah. laughs> Cool.
Okay,
well, thanks
Mike.
For calling.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome call as well. Awesome call.
Yeah.
But hey, if we don't get to your call today, you know, the show, the time is like zipping away here. If we don't get to your call, remember, you can call in tomorrow. It's the same phone number, 714-816-4628. Same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and it's Angelic Realms. They're doing an interview, but their guest, which I guess I should give some of the upcoming shows here as we're getting near the end of the show. You can find out all the details on all the upcoming shows, days, times, topics, guests at psychictalk.net/upcoming on our main website there, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And it's the Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode this month we have the spotlight on certified angel practitioner Mary Lorello Gonzalez. And another thing I wanted to mention is, you know, in addition to doing mini readings on the show tomorrow, Mary is going to be giving away 3 copies of her brand new book. It's called, I don't know if you pronounce it this way, but it's Saidanadi, River of Consciousness. And her website is harmonyspaces.net if you want to stop by there and see the book, harmonyspaces.net. There's also an image of it on the blog post for tomorrow's show, which you'll find under psychictalk.net/upcoming. So there's going to be the opportunity to win a copy of her new book, and she's giving away 3 copies plus mini readings tomorrow as well. And then on Monday, January 21st, Catherine Hahn on her Compassionate Light show, she's continuing her Archangel series, Getting to Know Archangels Haniel and Raguel. Plus, it's open lines on that show as well. And then our psychic mediums, we've got Vivian Aubin, Fiona Millar, and Rose Fullhorst on their show, Power of Three, Tuesday, January 22nd, they're going to be discussing what is spiritualism, plus taking your calls. On Thursday, January 24th, Soul Sisters Show with Sue and Ann, they're talking about 100% authenticity and living your truth with special guest Jim Rajan from, where is he again? My mind just blanked there. He is in Spain. That's right. From Spain, Jim Rajan. On Thursday, I'll be back on Friday with Dr. Rose and with Stephanie, and we'll be taking your calls and doing mini readings on Friday as well. So lots of great shows coming up. Go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 209. Caller, what's your name? You're live here on Psychic Talk.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from California.
Awesome.
Awesome. So, we're both like, awesome, dude.
I miss California.
I wish it was nice and Sorry. Warm in California, but it's a little cold today. So, my birthday is 12-12-71.
Alrighty.
And I'm
just had a birthday too last month.
Yep, just had one. I'm just looking to see what, you know, what my year holds. I've been doing a lot of manifesting, a lot of, you know, thinking about life and, you know, manifesting love. I'm with someone now. But I just want to see, am I in the right relationship? Is this going to be a good year for me?
Okay. Well, Mary's shuffling already, I hear, in the background. And
I was trying to do it so quietly. You have good ears, Jack.
Yeah. So let me just say off the top here, Elizabeth, that you're a sixth life path. I'm a sixth life path, too. And sixes are the nurturers. So if they're men, they rescue the damsels in distress. And if they're women, they mother their little boys in their men. They should manage or run the company. If everything's going smoothly, they must be careful not to ruin it. You know, in fact, we like to fix things. So often we don't know what to do when things are running smoothly. Sixes tend to put people on a pedestal, which then they topple over. We're very magnetic people, and people are drawn to us. Their moods affect the room, you know, as soon as you walk in. And just like one of our previous callers, you also are in a nine personal year. You know, this is the year to really clean house, look at everything, you know, what's working, what's not working. Relationships with people, beliefs, belief systems, ideas, projects that you're never getting around to, you know, just all that kind of clutter. This is the year to clear that out, and then you're going to go into a 1 year next year, and it's going to be really great. Now, this year is going to be great, too. Don't get me wrong. But at least the first part of the year, you're going to spend a lot of time really clearing out the baggage. And then in the second half of the year, preparing for that next personal year cycle, starting with year one in 2020. Let's see what is in the cards. What are you getting there, Mary?
Very, very interesting. You know, the first message I got had to do with being able to tune out distractions, like anything that kind of, like, I want to say, like, don't let anything take your joy, you know, this year. That, you know, not that I see a lot of things trying to or anything like that. But I also feel like, you know, you said, you know, doing a lot of manifestation work, which is wonderful. I don't know if you meditate or not, but I see meditation being, like, kind of a theme this year, you know, and making that connection, but almost with like a sense of purpose to it, if that makes sense. Like, you're not doing it just to relax. You're not, you're like making this connection to kind of I want to say, like, kind of get your ducks in order, you know. And the big thing that comes up with this is this idea of, you know, doing something different in the process of doing that, you know, finding out, like, what isn't a fit anymore. I don't think this has anything to do with your relationship. I think, you know, I don't see any problems with that, you know. I feel like your relationship continues to grow. But it's almost like there's all these different paths, like, in front of you. And, you know, could be that this is the year to really, like, you know, start, like, being, like, really more specific about the forward momentum in your life.
Okay.
And what path do you want that to take, you know? And as always, do it, you know, do what you love and listen to your heart.
And Elizabeth, what I'm getting, I'm pulling some cards and I'm getting balance. You got to find balance. And, you know, in a nine personal year, you know, you're clearing out the clutter. And what that's going to do is not only does clearing things out literally and figuratively, cleaning out the garage, cleaning out the closets, you know, allowing room for new things to come in, but also by clearing out some of this clutter, it's going to allow you to kind of balance all the aspects of your life. And that's what's coming up, is you need a return to balance in this year.
Well, great. Sounds good.
Awesome.
I'm on that path as it is, so that's good to hear. So thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Absolutely.
Great call there.
Thanks for calling. Yeah.
And we're going to jump over to the next caller that's been waiting the longest, area code 417. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
My name's Carolyn. I'm calling from Missouri. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
I was kind of wondering about the numerology, if you might look at my birth date.
Oh, sure. What's your birth date?
It's April 18th, 1953.
Okay, let me make sure I got that right. I was typing it in, and so that would be 4/18/1953, right?
Yes.
All righty. So let's see, the day you were born on, you know, we don't often talk about the days, you know, and that's actually significant too. So like from the birth date, you can get your personal year number, your life path, your attitude number, your birthday number, and you're a nine, like one of our previous callers. It's not in the life path energy, but it's still there being your birthday, where it's that old soul kind of energy, but you're a life path four, and you know, four is the number of structure. So anything relating to structure. Okay, so they seek security. Home is their haven. All right. They're usually very cerebral, and they need to find ways to relax their mind. It's like Nike, just do it. You know, otherwise ideas like kind of are born and live in their head, and then they go away.
Right.
Yeah. Ideas will just, you know, live and die in your head, you know. Fours like to be organized and you know, put things back in their proper place. Everything has to go back in its proper place. And if their home environment appears, you know, sloppy or unkept, that's a sure sign that the four life path is not doing very well, okay? Good. Well, you'll find a lot of fours in areas that require structure. And, you know, there are accountants that are fours because of the structure of the mathematics. There are, you know, first responders, firemen, policemen, military, you know, that tend to be fours, things like that. Anything that you know, it has to do with structure, architects. You know, anything along those lines. You are currently in a personal year of seven. And seven is a magical and spiritual year. Seven is actually the highest spiritual number in numerology. And it's a year for exploration. You know, sevens are the great detectives when it's their life path. You'll feel drawn to your connection with spirituality. You know, your antenna is going to be up as far as intuition is concerned. You may find yourself venturing out and attending workshops, finding people who are like-minded, taking courses. If there's research to be done, you know, this is really the year. You know, so if there's that genealogy project you always thought of doing, you know, or the book you were going to write, you know, this is the year for the research for sure. And it's a world year of three, so creativity and communication in combination with research and the other aspects to the seven energy. A seven year, you can often live in your head a bit too much. And so you need your personal space, but you need to come up for air once in a while and get back to with the rest of us, you know?
Right. So I was kind of wondering if...
Basically, don't be a hermit too long. Don't be a hermit too long.
Well,
what were you going to say?
I love traveling, and I've done a lot of it. And I was hoping to do more traveling this year and more adventures. And I was wondering if you saw anything there coming up.
Okay, well, we can pull cards on that. Mary, you want to pull some cards? And let me just say, you know, 7 year is really a great year to get out into nature and get near water. So if you're traveling, you know, trips to the lake, trips to the ocean, trips over the ocean like a cruise, anything where you get near water is going to be really good in a 7 year.
Okay.
Mary,
So what I'm getting on this question of, like, do we see traveling this year? I feel like, yeah, you know, I do. I feel like it's not at least until spring, and it might not be until, like, late spring, like kind of like maybe June, end of May, beginning of June time frame. The other thing that comes up is this idea of it being, you know, it's like you're going back to someplace you've been before. You know, I know we're talking about new adventures and stuff, but at least there's something familiar about it, or there's something, you know, that maybe it's funny. I get the Six of Cups. It's like this could be someplace that, like, you wanted to go when you were a kid but never got to go. Like, there's some connection to, like, you know, either what we've thought about before or what where we've actually gone before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And One last thing I want to leave you with, Elizabeth. I pulled some cards. I'm getting a lot of four cards, which is great. It's matching up with your life path energy here, okay? And so I'm getting celebrations and such. Now, one of the trips that you plan or actually go with, there's going to be a sudden unexpected change is going to happen. I don't know if you're going to have to change planes or a flight is canceled or something. Something's going to happen, so just be aware of that. Also, what else is coming up in the cards for trips is you want to focus on vacations, trips, retreats, things that are going to allow you to recharge. So it should be a recharge. You know, you want to stay away from the high energy trips where you're doing, you know, a lot of, you know, running around sightseeing and going to the museums and going to the spots, you know, for the sightseers and all that kind of, nothing that takes a lot of energy. You want something that's restful, recuperating, healing, recharging. Keep that in mind as you're looking at traveling this year. Okay.
Okay. Thank you to both
awesome.
Of you.
Thanks,
Have
Carolyn.
A great weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Awesome call. And here's our last call for today. Of course, if you don't get to, you know, if we don't get your call, remember, just write down the phone number, 714-816-4628. And we have shows, you know, all throughout the week. And tomorrow's a great show to call in on because we have a guest. And so Mary Lorello Gonzalez will be taking your calls. Remember, she's also giving away three copies of her brand new book. So you want to tune in and for an opportunity, call in for an opportunity to receive one of those books. And it's also fun when we have guests because, you know, it's not just, even though we have 16 hosts, it's not just the same host all the time. You get to, you know, get a mini reading from somebody, you know, outside of the network. Although I'd love to have Mary on the network. We'll have to work on that. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Area code 310. Hi, caller. You're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from California.
I knew you were calling from California, Susan. Too. That 310 area code.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Los Angeles area.
Yes.
Yes, very close, yeah. So I'm just curious if you guys see any romantic possibilities coming up for me.
Already for 2019. You know, basically, I always throw these kind of questions back at people. It's like, do you want that? You know, you can make it happen, you know. We all have,
sure.
You know, free will and can get in alignment with the law of attraction, and we can make it happen. We can make it happen. But we'll consult the cards and see, you know, if there is something specific coming in here. Taking a look now. Okay, right off the bat, I am getting a particular person. Okay, so the Knight of Swords is showing up, and this person is literally rushing in. It's kind of the beginning of the spread. He might already be there, or this could even be someone from the past. I don't know for sure, but Swords is air. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this person's, you know, one of the air signs, like Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Gemini, Libra, okay. Aquarius. Now, it doesn't have to be. You know, it could just be that someone that has that same kind of energy. You know, they're clever, they're skillful, they're courageous, that kind of archetypal warrior type energy. You know, forthright, fearless, assertive. They have psychic vision, great communicator, that kind of thing. Okay.
Okay.
So I do see this person coming in. My timing is in a 3-week time zone. I'm looking to see if there's any hiccups here. The only hiccup I'm getting is, you know, the central focus card is the Eight of Cups. Now the Eight is abundance. That's good. Eight in numerology is abundance. The Eight of Cups though is about embracing change. So, in other words, before you launch into this with this person, you're definitely going to have to do a little bit of house cleaning, like I've been talking with the other callers that happen to be in a 9 personal year. Just, you know, embracing the change, letting go, moving on. There may be some things from your past, because I'm also getting the Devil card right next to the Eight of Cups. And that's a sure sign. When the devil card shows up, that's a sure sign that you still have attachments to something. Relationships from the past, the way things used to be, the way things you'd like to maybe not be with a new relationship, things like that. So you have to come to emotional terms with that. You know, the cups are about emotions. The Eight of Cups is where in the card, this person has stacked all of their cups. So literally they've dealt with all the different emotions from the past. They've let go of that. And now the person in the card is literally, they're venturing onward and upward up the side of a hill. So that's what you want to do. You want to clear all that out, lose those, you know, devil card connections there to the past, set yourself up to embrace, you know, new change like this. Let's see what Mary's getting. What are you getting, Mary?
Okay, I'm getting something interesting here. Let me tell you. First of all, so if we look at the year as a whole, right, 2019, you know, anybody coming in, I feel like there's two people, okay? There's two relationships. And that, you know, one of them, you know, may, you know, it's like, I feel like, you know, both of these are like going to be worthwhile experiences, but I feel like, you know, you're going to have to make a choice. It's not going to be, I feel like it's not going to be a very difficult choice for you, you know?
Okay.
Because I feel like what happens is like you have somebody that shows up like in, you know, the not too distant future here, you know, maybe a matter of weeks, like Dax was saying, you know, but it's like there's this first relationship and there's, you know, like all relationships, there's good and bad. And I think that's kind of what Dax was seeing anyways, was like kind of like, you know, some mixture, having to deal with things, face some things, you know, shed some things that aren't serving you. But he got the Knight of Swords. I get the Knight of Pentacles coming in later, like September time frame. So I feel like,
oh, interesting.
You know, yeah, I feel like you've got to live it, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, don't like, you know, turn down anybody that shows up before September because it's a waste of time. I don't think that that's the case at all. I think that it's all, you know, it's all valuable in its own right. But I really like Mr. September, you know, because he's got this nice grounded energy. I also feel like this is somebody who is like, you feel like they're more supportive.
Okay.
You know? And so I think when it comes to that area of love life, it's going to be an interesting year for you.
Great.
And I think it, you know, and I think you wind up before 2019 is out. I think you wind up in a stable, loving relationship.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. So it looks good, but, you know, enjoy the ride.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Absolutely. Thanks
for calling. Thanks a lot for the call. Great call there. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? I forgot to mention our next show, Psychic Saturday, January 26th. We'll be back next Saturday, and we're going to be talking about how are those New Year's resolutions working out for you?
Yeah, how's that going for you? All right. Oh, that's going to be fun.
You know, and you can all call in and talk about your New Year's resolutions, ones that you were successful with. Let us know the successes, but also tell us, you know, what you're having problems with. Maybe we can help you out a little bit. And, you know, that's about the time of January when, you know, 2 weeks to 3 weeks in or so, at least and definitely by the end of January, that's when most people have given up on their resolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true.
And we can talk all about New Year resolutions and, you know, kind of reclaiming the word resolution because,
yeah,
you know, to resolve something is not to put out there, gee, it would be nice to lose weight. It'd be nice to quit smoking. It would be nice to start that new job, whatever. Whatever the resolution, I don't know what your resolution is. You got to call in and tell us. But whatever it is, you know, it's almost become like we write out our list of resolutions in December or early January, and it's almost like a wish list versus resolution. That means to resolve. That means it's done. It's done. It's over. It's I'm doing it. I'm losing the weight. I'm stopping smoking right now. And in recent years, I've more said, you know, we have to set intentions for the new year rather than resolutions.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so
that
we'll
makes
be talking
sense
about
because
that
I,
next week.
Yeah, because we don't, you know, it's like we don't want to set ourselves up for failure, but we do want to make progress, you know, on the things that we want to change or shift. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a great show.
Lots of fun. I want to thank all of our listeners. We don't have a show without you. I want to thank all of our callers because they've been really great. You know, have you noticed that on Saturdays we're getting better and better questions all the time?
Oh, yeah. I love our callers. They've got so much great energy.
Yes. And thanks to you for being here, Mary.
And thanks to everybody in the chat room, too.
Hi, folks. Shout out to the chat room and come over to our websites. Go over to psychictalk.net right there on the front page. Links to everything. Our archive with almost 250 shows now. Our upcoming shows and all of our 16 hosts are right there on the front page. You can hover your cursor over our images. You'll get a drop-down box with a little blurb about us and a link to our page, which you can read more about us. You can contact us. You can book private sessions. Once again, beginning of the year here, you want a New Year's reading. You know, Mary is psychictalk.net/Mary. I'm psychictalk.net/Dax. If you want to order a numerology report, you'll find it all on our pages there, you know, and you can book a reading with us as well for the new year. And also visit our sister site, tarotguild.org. That's tarotguild.org. And if you're new to tarot and numerology, you know, click Learn Tarot at the top of any page there and learn about our Tarot by the Numbers course. If you're a professional reader already, you know, click Join the Guild and you're going to find all the wonderful benefits of being a professional member of the Tarot Guild. That's tarotguild.org. Thanks, everybody, and goodbye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.